Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A dressing room is at the center of this new feud between Kelly Rowland and the Today Show. You think this would be an easy fix? So Kelly Rowland has been making headlines after she reportedly walked out of the Today Show minutes before she was supposed to guest host. Rita Ora ended up stepping in because apparently Kelly Rowland didn't like her dressing room. But I think it's because she had an awkward interview with Savannah Guthrie, because then Savannah Guthrie was gone the next day. And so I wonder what kind of feud happened, what kind of drama was going down. But now Kelly Rowland's representative is speaking out to clear things up a little bit. She's saying, after 28 years of knowing her, Kelly Rowland remains one of the kindest, most amiable humans I have ever met and have had the blessing to represent. So she essentially gave us nothing other than, she's a good gal. She's fine. And now Hoda Kotb is speaking out because she was supposed to host with Kelly Rowland. And she's saying, you know what? No matter what the drama was, she is welcome back anytime.
I just want to say this. I have great love and admiration for Kelly Rowland. Mm-hmm. I adore her. And I want her to come back on our show. And I want her to host again.
She's welcome
any. Of course she is. Of course she is.
She's
she can
best.
Share my dressing room. We'll be in it together.
But of course, she had to give the kudos to Rita Ora, who literally minutes beforehand found out she had to guest host and had to give her some applause.
On another note, too, we just want to give a shout out to Rita Ora, who kind of came in at the last second and really did a phenomenal job. So we have great women on this show.
We sure do.
I need a Today Show intern to speak out. I need to know what really happened. Like, what was wrong with the dressing room? Was it one that people normally don't get? Did she have to share with someone? Did she have a brawl in it?
Well, so Bethany Frankel, who has been on the Today Show multiple times and has, I don't know if she's guest hosted or not, but she's been to 30 Rock as a guest numerous times. And she decided to, you know, throw her name in the mix because she speaks her mind and she doesn't care. And she says those dressing rooms are like closets. Like it is what it is. And there's some other rooms, but then you share them and it's just because the building's older or whatever. It's not super posh. It's not super big. So if you have a big entourage or something like that, they're not all going to fit in there. Cause like literally some of them are closets.
Oh God.
Yeah.
You can't put the whole entourage in there. Unspeakable conditions.
But that's what Bethany was saying about like the dressing rooms, and you make do cause it's an honor to be there and it's an honor to be a part of the show, whatever. But then I was, you know, getting deep into the comments cause she posted that. And of course, cause other people are coming out at Bethany, like, why are you dragging Kelly's name? Like, you don't even really know what happened and nobody asked your opinion, blah, blah, blah. And I have not seen anybody say a bad word about Kelly Rowland. Everybody who talks about her says she is super kind, super sweet, very down to earth, like a lovely person. I haven't seen one other person mention any kind of bad interaction with her.
It's interesting because all of her years in the business, she's been so unproblematic.
Yeah.
Like there's never been an issue, like you said, that I've ever heard of with her. So I really do wonder exactly what it was that led to this.
With that, like you said, it just doesn't track. I think you're probably onto something here, Abby. And that's like, it didn't have anything to do with the dressing room. There was something else going on.
I agree.
100%. Especially because it's not like she showed up and then didn't do the show at all. She was doing it during the 8 a.m. hour and then just completely went MIA during the fourth hour with the 10 a.m. hour. So I don't know what happened, but I really hope Kelly Rowland decides to get like a TikTok and spill the tea. Give us like a 10-part story time.
Come on the Burt Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of all the shows, she should come on to ours. Okay, do you have like a random date, like a month and a day that keeps showing up in your life and it has no other importance except for the fact that it just randomly keeps popping up for no reason? So I'll give you an example. An interview with Jay Leno has recently resurfaced, and he's talking about how he has fallen in love with women who were born on September 5th over and over again. This includes his wife. He says in the interview, "I've lived with 5 women and every single one of them was born on the same day."
That's weird.
"I can look at a woman and go, September 5th. He goes, "I don't know why it is. I don't look for a woman born on September 5th. I just wind up attracted to them." So when he first met his wife, one of his first questions to her was, when were you born? And she goes, "I was born on September 5th. And this has even happened with other guests that have come on his show. There was a writer named Kathy Geiswhite who he was like, "I'm feeling a little something something for." And sure enough, her birthday was September 5th. But I don't have a date for this, but I was wondering if y'all do.
Our show director, Tommy, says that he has.
Yes. I've loved 2 women in my life. The first was my first love, Kathy Warren. And the second is my wife, Renee Owen. And they were both born on September 20th.
Ooh.
Really? All right, let's talk about Kathy for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Because if I'm Renee, I'm not liking that sentence at all.
Nope.
Who is Kathy and when did you finally bail on her? Like the 7th grade?
It is funny you said 7th grade. That's when it happened. she was my first love.
Okay.
And I still have a special place in my heart for her.
Really? You consider somebody from middle school like a love?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Absolutely. I swear.
Like a legit love.
Yes.
Huh.
Special place in his heart.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Wow. She's the one that got away, huh, in the 7th grade.
Well, and Renee knows her, and I mean, we all came up together, so.
She got a voodoo doll over is what she got.
All right, Beyonce wants to give you some of $500,000, but only if you work in this profession. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.